Okay, welcome everyone to the next rendition of the Recreation and Parks Commission regular meeting. It is Thursday, September 18th at 6 o'clock, and we are in the Veterans Hall on Surf Street, and we will start with establishing a quorum and call to order. We have called ourselves to order, and we do have a quorum. All commissioners are present. So we'll stand for a Pledge of Allegiance, and Ms. Fazio, would you lead us?
I pledge allegiance to the
United States of America, to the Republic for which
I noticed that at the Planning Commission meeting the other night when they did the pledge, the audience couldn't, or the film couldn't hear that. So, but by visually, you could see what we were doing. Can't help that lack of audio there. Announcements and presentations. That go to you, Mr. Carmichael?
Yes, it does. Thank you, Madam Chair. At this time, we have no announcements or presentations from Recreation staff.
Okay. Very good. I would like to, and I see that we're going to go to the seniors liaison, Commissioner Sedaris here, but I'd also like to hear from Mr. Commissioner Costanzo about Waterfront Master Plan. So do you want to start?
Yes, thank you. There is really no new business from the Morro Bay seniors, other than next month they are going to Chumash. For a full listing of their schedule, you can go on their website at morrobayseniors.com. But as far as what they had for us, it was just the pickleball, and we've moved that on to the city to have them look at it. Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll come back to that in a minute. Commissioner Costanzo, what would you like to say?
Well, we've had two meetings since our last meeting. The August meeting, the committee and a lot of the public attended a tour of the waterfront and all the businesses and the previous, the old wastewater plant. It was very good, very informative, well attended too. So that was the September meeting. We reviewed and made recommendations for other stakeholders to attend. Basically what we're doing now is we're just getting a lot of information, a lot of feedback from the public and other stakeholders, and we're compiling that. And so on the upcoming meetings, we'll sift through that and give recommendations, continue to update the master plan.
Mm-hmm. Public's welcome to attend.
Public,
and do you know when your
attend.
Next
it's
meeting?
It's been well attended too, so it's
good.
Been very encouraging.
Yeah. Do you know when your next meeting is?
Our next meeting is on, it'd be October, what is it? It's the first Thursday of October.
There you go.
I think it's the second or the third or something.
Yeah, and it would be in this room?
It'll be in this room, yes.
At 3?
At 3 o'clock.
Okay, great. And the public's welcome.
Always.
Great, thank you. All right, that moves us on to public comment. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to get up and speak?
Thank you, Chair and staff and commissioners. One comment that I'd like to thank. This Saturday is Coastal Cleanup Day. There's two sites in Morro Bay. One is The Rock to Coleman Park that's already full. So we'll be picking up weeds, trash, and cleaning up that whole area there. The other thing is the Harbor Department and the Friends of the Morro Bay Harbor Department could use some more volunteers for Bayshore Cliffs. We'll be pulling up derelict boats. We'll be weeding. We'll be washing the stairs there, and so if you would like to contribute, the public or anyone in this room, just go to the Friends site or the Coastal Cleanup site and just sign up. You just have to sign up to do that. So we would appreciate any volunteers. It's Saturday, 9 to 12 p.m. Thank you.
9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Thanks, Betty. Sorry.
Of course. Thank you. AGP, is there anyone online that would like to make public comment?
Hi, Chair. There are no raised hands in the queue.
Great. Thank you so much. Okay, closed public comment. And we'll go on to the consent agenda, which has both A and, I apologize, no glasses on, 6A and 6B. I think we can approve those both together once we run through the recreational division. First of all, are there any questions about the minutes? Okay, then we'll hold on that. And recreational services, do you want to go through your reports?
Thank you, Madam Chair. The item 6B, these are consent agenda items, and these are our standard participation reports, which you usually take and approve entirely. We do not discuss these participation reports.
Okay. So having looked through those, I didn't see any anomalies. Things seem pretty much on target to what they were last year. Anyone else want to comment about that? Would anyone like to make a motion to approve the two consent items?
I move that we approve the consent agenda.
I second.
Thank you, Ms. Commissioner Swall. All in favor, we'll just do a voice vote. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Aye.
Thank you. It's unanimous, 5-0. Okay, we're going to move on to our business item, 7A, which is the Coleman Park Improvement Review and Descoping of Amenities from the Grant Scope. Mr. Carmichael.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This agenda topic we placed on the agenda at our last meeting. And since that discussion, I've met with Mr. Qualick and our city manager, Ms. Luker, and had conversation about this item. There are some changes made to the report. So I'm going to go ahead and leave it at that and turn this over to Mr. Qualick to take it from here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the Recreation and Parks Commission meeting. AGP, can you pull up the slides? I'm sorry, as a point of clarification, are we on the Coleman Park item or on the maintenance item?
On the Coleman Park.
Okay.
Oh, my bad.
Thank you. So, let's along here.
Mr. Qualick, would you mind telling us who's with you?
Yeah, sorry, just getting my bearings here. Thank you.
Sure.
So, Greg Qualick, Public Works Director, and we also have Austin Della, Senior Civil Engineer, who's in charge of the Coleman Park project as of a few months ago. Mm-hmm. And I'll give a basic overview. This Coleman Park project is pretty important to the city. It's obviously at the crux between the Embarcadero and the walkways and pathways to the Rock, which are probably our two most visited tourist areas. And as the Rec and Parks Commission knows, the restroom that was in Coleman Park was demolished in 2021. And it has not yet been replaced. It was demolished because there were structural issues there. It was essentially red tagged. So here you have a picture from before it was demolished. There was a fence around it. And to be clear, when we replace the restroom, it will be put in the same location. So with that, I'll kick it over to Austin to talk a little bit about what we're requesting from the commission tonight.
So, sorry, I'm getting used to the mic here. So we applied for an RRT grant. I believe this was in 2022 is when we received the grant. And as you can see on the slide, we part of the grant was one of the grant requirements was to propose a conceptual plan. By no means did this lock us into this layout, but what it did kind of lock us into were grant scope items, which included the restrooms and concession building, a new playground, exercise fitness stations, a stage and plaza, a new parking lot, and then granite or DG trails and pathways that were ADA compliant that connected the facilities. as well as some cultural and historical site monuments for the Salinan tribe and the Filipino landing. So between all of those, we had estimated costs for those amenities, which ended up totaling a total project cost of $973,000, which included the pre-construction cost of design, which we had estimated at $60,000. So at that time, the total project budget was made up of these five sources, which totaled $918,000. So between the deferred maintenance fund, some Castle Winds community development, I believe that was some offshore wind money put in, park fee fund, and we actually had two, they were both Prop 68 grants. One was a per capita, and then the one we just talked about, the Rural Recreation and Tourism Grant. So with that, the project from here is, this is, I guess, our idea of the timeline that it's going to take. Because of the waterfront master plan and trying to incorporate that in, we're thinking this is going to be about a 2.5-year process from here, which, like I said, including getting conceptual plans with the waterfront master plan and then all the environmental and permitting processes with Coastal Commission. We do have a grant deadline for the RRT grant of March 1st, 2028 is when we actually need to submit our last reimbursement for that grant. But because there's such an urgent need for a restroom out there, we have basically decided to phase this project. And that approach was approved by City Council. So the idea for the first phase would be a reduced scope of what the original grant scope that we looked at earlier. So it would include just the restroom, the ADA parking, and the connecting pathways between. And so we have a consultant on board to do the design for phase one, and so we'll be receiving 30%, 90%, 100%, and then bid-ready documents for those items listed. Part of the design is going to be include the permitting for that with Coastal Commission, and because of the reduced scope, we're fairly confident that we're going to be able to get a waiver in lieu of a full coastal development permit. The restroom will be in the same location. It'll just be the ADA parking and then the connecting pathways. And then with that, our goal is completion of these items by next May. So it's a crunch timeline, but we are confident that we're going to be able to make this happen. So the idea of phase two would be incorporating the different conceptual plans that were going to be developed with the waterfront master plan, because they obviously are going to be looking at the waterfront, which Coleman Park is a big part of that waterfront, and it's a major amenity to the downtown or Embarcadero corridor, I guess, is what I would call it. And so phase two will just be taking concept plans from the waterfront master plan, and then from there we would again start design, permitting, and construction of those amenities of phase two. And that's all dependent on, potential new funding coming in through either grants or money that's put aside or directed by council. And then the completion for that would be in 2027, so end of 2027.
Very nice, thank you. Are there any questions?
Oh, sorry.
Excuse me.
I have a few more.
Sorry. You go right ahead.
I kind of stopped, but that was my fault. So the descoping of the RRT grant is one of the items that we're bringing to the commission to talk about. So with the RRT grant specifically, we were given $600,000 with a total project budget, or with the grant scope, of $918,000. So the original scope, as we talked about earlier, included the restroom, playground, fitness station, stage plaza, accessible sidewalks and parking lot, and with that total cost of $973,000. And with the current issue is that cost escalations have made that full scope within that budget just infeasible. So we have been talking to the grantor to figure out, okay, what are our options here? You know, are we gonna have to go ask for more money, or can we actually start to de-scope to get the project back within a reasonable budget? And from talking to them, this is a common issue that's statewide because of just the cost escalations over the last few years after COVID. And so it's a fairly straightforward process is what we're being told, but one of the key components of this and one of the key components of receiving the RRT grant was public input. So in order to de-scope or let's say just revise a new scope, we need to have public input. And so we wanted to come to the commission and basically get your input on what that new scope would look like. So as we've kind of talked, staff and our design consultant on what our project budget is and the different amenities that we would like to include, we've kind of settled on to max out our budget, having an ADA restroom, the ADA parking, the pathways connecting the facilities, and then the replacement of the recreation item, of the replacement of the swings or with a similar play structure, would basically max out that budget. And so those are the items that we felt were, and with talking with the grantor, that would be an acceptable de-scope of the project. And so this is kind of a estimated budget that we've put together to kind of show the different items that we're proposing to keep and how they total up to our total project budget. These are, again, just estimates, but they're informed by working with our design consultant, which they have a large resume of parks and similar projects. So we feel confident that with our project budget, we would be able to actually meet this budget, unlike our original grant scope. So yeah, ultimately, our recommendation is that the Recreation and Parks Commission provide any public input and approve the resolution 0125 supporting the revised project scope for the Proposition 68 RRT grant for the Coleman Park project.
Chair, at this point, we'd like to pause and see if there's any questions about the de-scoping aspect of this item and whether the chair would like to have a vote on the rezo right now, or do we want to do the entire item that includes discussion of the restroom style?
I'd like to see if there are questions about what's been offered, if that's okay, and then maybe do the resolution.
Sure.
Is that okay for you? Okay. Any of the commissioners have questions about presentation?
No, I think it was...
no comments, just questions.
Pretty good presentation. Thank you for that. And I have no doubt that you can do it in the scheduled time.
Can we hear more about the restrooms, what they're going to look like in your conception, and how many stalls, the materials, et cetera? You gave us quite a selection here to look at, yeah.
Sure, and we have a continued presentation on this item, but there's sort of two aspects to it. One is we are requesting approval of a resolution that we can bring to state parks,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we've presented up until now. After this, or, you know, we could do it all one shot later.
I see.
We,
so,
yeah. So we do have a couple more slides on that.
Okay, so we'll separate the bathroom style from the presentation of the de-scoping. So what you really would like to hear about is about the de-scoping first. Any questions about de-scoping? We understand what that means. I do have a question in terms of some of the slides, and I think, so I assume that's part of the de-scoping, that when you had the figures up here, the financial figures, the next to the last slide, it appeared to me that the RRT loan or grant was for 600, and that pretty much consumes the bathroom price, right? So all those other items that bring us up to the $900,000 are monies from other pots, and they don't have a deadline, but the bathroom has the deadline. Am I misunderstanding?
That's correct, but let's look at this holistically for a moment. First of all, we're still currently obligated for the entire scope that was submitted
right
4 years ago. So right now, it is more than that. What we understand from our grantor, State Parks, is that we have to put in some of the major amenities, but especially an amenity related to recreation. It is a recreation grant, and a public restroom is not necessarily a recreational amenity. So therefore, they would want to see us do the restroom, and what we're anticipating is also a playground. Now, the playground doesn't necessarily have to be done by May 25th, 2026. So it's kind of confusing, but our focus is to just get the bathroom in right now before the tourist season starts. But with the grant, we also do want to use the monies for a playground structure.
Thank you for that clarification. That's important. So since you are identifying replacing the swings, is it possible to keep the swings and add some play, other kinds of play items? Like when I went out and looked at the swings, like maybe Rust-Oleum and a paint job and some WD-40, I'm not sure they need to be replaced.
It's certainly,
and then we
on
could
the
add
table.
Some children's types of play toys.
It's certainly on the table. I recall during the Waterfront Master Plan tour, during my presentation there were a couple members of the public who jumped on the swings and were having some fun with it. So obviously they can be used, they work, they are in disrepair. I would say our maintenance staff would want to evaluate that more in detail. I don't see a reason why we couldn't keep some of those.
And then would we, like the play equipment that we've identified for other parks, would we put in it like a young children's thing in addition to, if we weren't spending the money on the swings? And then that would be a double recreational thing that might make Parks grantor happy.
Yeah, and I would say if there's consensus on that from this commission, then that helps us narrow our search as we start looking at that equipment. And just again, as the clarification being that our thrust right now is the restroom. We are going to see if we can also do the playground at the same time, but we also don't want to risk damaging our timeline. So certainly good feedback for us.
Okay, thank you. And then thinking of recreation and the basketball court, is it not aligned with the grant to maybe put in a new surface on the basketball court, which would be another recreational thing, or is that maybe too costly?
If the question is whether we could use grant money to do that, I would say we probably wouldn't have enough to go down that route. I would also hesitate to add scope. It's one thing to say, hey, costs have gone up, we can't afford all the things we talked about initially. They are very understanding of that, but to bring in something new. Now, we do have other money, as you saw, for the project. If there's leftover money, that's certainly an option. However, there is also the waterfront master planning process that is going to look at some of these other areas of the park and do a visioning process. PlaceWorks, who's the consultant for the waterfront master plan, does have scope to do those sorts of concept plans. So, you know, they may involve the basketball court. They may involve an upgraded basketball court, or it may be some other amenity there. I'm just not sure. And that may take at least a year.
Sure.
We did have a conversation with Department Director Singewald and Community Development Department about whether they could accelerate that aspect of the waterfront master plan so that when we do this other phase, this future phase, we can look at grant funding and get it within our timelines, and they did commit to preparing those concept plans earlier, so we don't have to wait all the way until, I believe, November 2027, which is the end date for the waterfront master plan.
Great. That's good information. Thank you.
Yeah.
Are there questions from the public? I'd open it up to public comment. No one in the public? Okay.
And Chair, if you'd like, you can hold public comment twice.
Yeah, we could. So yeah. This is just about this particular part. Did you have a question, Commissioner
Swall? Well, we're talking about the basketball court, and I've had several of the public come to me and say that they really enjoyed that basketball court. And I would hope we could consider that if recreation is part of this thinking now and de-scoping. We have part of it in place already.
So maybe that's a comment for the waterfront master plan. And Commissioner Costanzo would want to take that information to his committee.
And if I may add to the commission, the de-scoping really enables that, because with the other amenities, we likely would have needed that space. If we're not doing those amenities, then it certainly leaves room to keep that basketball court open.
Mm-hmm. Great. Is that comforting? AGP, is there anyone online that would like to make comment?
Hi, Chair Winholtz. There are no raised hands in the queue.
Thank you so much. Okay, we're ready for comments now. Commissioner Fazio, is there any comment you'd like to make about de-scoping, limiting it to the bathroom, ADA, and walkway? And perhaps some swings, whether you'd like to keep the swings or change out the swings and play area.
Well, I think the proposed plan sounds good. Appreciate the trying to move fast and get those restrooms in. That goes there a lot. I would really appreciate that. So I think that'll be great. And I definitely defer to the experts on whether or not the swings are salvageable, but hopefully they can be.
Commissioner Cigars?
Well, I personally would like to keep the swings. I have one question about the restrooms.
Not yet.
Later.
No? Okay.
Next item.
Sorry, it'll be coming. Okay. But you're good with the de-scoping? You're
yes,
good with the
good with the de-scoping.
Bathroom and the swings. Okay. Commissioner Swall.
I'm good with the de-scoping. I think we don't have to bite off everything at this time. Get that done.
Okay.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Commissioner Costanzo.
I think the Public Works is on the right track to piece that out and get that done. We've been waiting a long time for that bathroom to get back into use. So I'm all for it. Thank you very much.
Chair, and before we go forward and with your comments, we're hearing a lot of feedback about looking at the restroom. I believe that's coming from that in the rezo we put replace the swings, and we're getting comments and feedback about maybe keeping them. We can modify that language to just say add play structure, and then what we do with the swings is, you know, entirely a matter of the city. If you before you vote on the rezo, if you would like to make that modification.
Sure, that's a good idea. Thank you. We'll modify that resolution. Yeah, sure.
So we're replacing other equipment in the parks as well. Can we use some of that equipment can we move equipment around like that? So if we already have, if we're replacing play structures and we have some pieces that are still in good shape, can you move that over, or is that not? Because that the swing sets that are out there now, I've seen them and they're a little shaky on if we can reuse that.
So thank you for the question. And conceptually, we can move playground equipment around.
But I don't know if it's worth it.
We don't really have playground equipment in other parks that is in good enough shape to do that.
Just a question. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Yeah, and I would agree that de-scoping is a good thing, that we want that ADA bathroom. We want the connector. And just to clarify, the ADA pathways are strictly between the bathroom and the ADA parking, or is it also to the harbor walk?
To both, yes.
It's to both. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And so I would entertain a motion with an with a modification that we add the play structure and to see if add the play structure with an evaluation for the swings by our own staff.
I make a motion that we approve this resolution 01-25 and with the stipulation for keeping equipment there that's already there if it's usable. Change that verbiage, I guess.
And add play equipment.
And add play equipment.
Great, thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
Thank you. I feel like we can do a voice vote again. Shall we do that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, unanimous, thank you, 5-0. And then your second part is specifically about the bathroom.
That's correct, and I'll take this part. Greg Qualick, Public Works Director. AGP, could I have the slides back up? So this is gonna be a pretty informal conversation about options that we could put in for restrooms. We've all seen the restrooms down at the Embarcadero. They're typically cinder block and you know, good enough, but maybe the Rec and Parks Commission would like to see something else. So I wanna talk about some key considerations here. We, above anything else, are going to value lead times and procurement schedule. So some of these restrooms, not necessarily the ones we're looking at here, but in general, as we look at prefabricated restrooms, some of them have lead times of over a year. And so that's just not gonna be an option. And so as we hear the input from the Rec and Parks Commission meeting, we're gonna take all the input down, and then we're gonna evaluate based on lead times, procurement schedule, and budget, and cost, what is actually a viable order. And then we'll go ahead and place that order. So I know there may be some confusion about that. We're not asking Rec and Parks Commission tonight to necessarily choose a restroom, just to give us a sense of what style we should look at, colors, material, that kind of thing. Another key consideration is the maintenance of the restroom. This is a coastal environment. There's salt in the air, and it degrades a lot of materials like raw wood, as we know, and steel. So we want to think about long-term maintenance so we can keep it looking nice for years to come. What the input that we're requesting from the commission is preferences on aesthetic decisions, such as color, material, and style, feedback on what you want to see, and then feedback on what you may not want to see. So that's what we'd like the discussion to be. Here's just a series of colors that is from one of the brochures of a manufacturer that does prefabricated units. I'm not gonna list all these here, but you can see a variety of colors. On the bottom there's some cladding options. Example would be exterior stone. And then there's other, on the right side, there's exterior wall options, barn wood, board and bat, horizontal lap, stucco, split face block, distressed wood, brick, et cetera. And then the roof, do we want a kind of cedar shake look? Do we want shingles, ribbed material? I'll just keep moving along here. So we have some examples. I believe these were included in the staff report. We're gonna look at them one by one. The reason this one's first, and it may not be a perfect illustration, but we are looking at restrooms that have four stalls, and they are gonna be gender neutral. And what that means is you open up that door and it is a toilet, and there are everything you would expect to be in a restroom is going to be in there. And it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman, girl or boy, you can go into any of them. One of the observations our staff has had, and we've had some complaints about this, especially at the Rock restroom, is the women's restroom there is constantly, there's a line during the summer season. And oftentimes women are bringing children in with them, and that compounds it. And the men's room has no line. Well, this kind of system addresses that challenge. So anyone can walk into any of them. So any restroom we choose, we're already planning to do that. So that's not necessarily feedback that we're looking for. But here you see some siding. It looks like composite siding with a kind of block that may be a veneer on top, slanted roof. Just as a comment, we are committed to doing a restroom of a similar size to what was there before. I don't have those dimensions with me today, but that is something that we need to do in order to not blow the project up and inflate it into something bigger that then will blow out our timelines. But that will be another one of our considerations. Here you have what looks like a wood material, and there's a canopy in front. It looks like a corrugated metal roof there. That, again, we're just looking at visual aesthetics here for this. Here you have what looks like kind of a cement, smooth cement finish, again with four stalls, planted roof. Looks more like a woodsy style here. You have the rock wall on the bottom. More traditional park restroom in brick. Contrast with the colors there. Then here you have kind of an interesting design also with the slanted roof. Looks like regular siding. I don't know, is that steel, Austin?
I think it's fiber cement siding on the, actually the whole thing would be fiber cement, but just the siding on the lower section, and then kind of like a farmhouse.
Definitely has the farmhouse look. So here's all of them together, and this is actually our last slide, so we can use this for purposes of discussion. We can zoom back in on them if you'd like. One thing I'd like to note, the council did ask us to look at showers, foot wash station, boat wash. That can be built into any of these, so even if they're prefabricated, that's not, we don't necessarily need that input from the commission tonight. It really is, we have preferences on color, style, and material. So with that, I'll leave it up to the commission for some discussion.
Yeah, thank you. Before I go to the other commissioners, did I hear you say that prefab could take up to a year? Are we only looking at prefab, and would the cinder block be built quicker or cheaper?
Thank you for that question. I said that comment quickly, and we really didn't delve into it. So the prefab can take up to a year, can take longer, it can also take a lot less, and especially if a firm has recently built one that we think is appropriate based on feedback and other needs down at Coleman Park, they can be ordered a lot more quickly. So prefab can come as early as 3 or 4 months. So we would be looking for those sorts of opportunities. The other option would be we'd have an architect design one, then we would go out to bid with specs, and then we'd have a contractor come in. We would not be very confident with meeting our timeline under that approach. So we are only looking at prefabricated. In terms of material and what is stucco quicker or are blocks quicker, our priority more so would be what can we get here the soonest? And once it's here, we have a contractor put it together. And you know, whether it takes another week or two based on material isn't really our concern. Our concern is we order something and it doesn't come until next September. Okay. So
time's a priority over cost, it sounds like.
I would say time, then cost.
Then cost, okay.
But our goal is to keep it within the budget.
Yes, of course. Thank you. We'll start down here. Commissioner Costanzo? Questions?
Thank you. Actually, the facade that I like the most, you don't have it up here, is that Alpine UT that we had in our packet. I was just looking for something that's consistent with what restrooms we already have. So it would be consistent with the one on the rock, the one by the Cognizini's, you know, that I think we could have a little continuity in how it looks. I think that's what we've had. So that's what I'm looking at. And I just had one other question. I don't know if it's relevant to this, but what's the lifespan of this kind of a prefab project? No, is it traditional? I mean, we're using traditional construction materials?
Good question. We think it's somewhere between 25 and 50 years, depending on material. So part of it is, you know, is it functional? We can always make repairs so long as we're looking at it from a maintenance standpoint. What happened with the last restroom, it was just structurally inadequate, but if we put in one of these modern units, I really don't think that's going to be an issue. What tends to happen more is that they kind of fall out of style. So, you know, 30 years from now, you might have a council saying, hey, that thing just looks old, and then we'd replace it.
Yeah, that's my main concern. Why have to, you know, let's get something in there that'll last long enough so we don't have to come back in 10 years and say, oh, you know, this is not what the city likes. That's a prominent spot, too. That's one of my main concerns. That's all the questions I have.
Thank you. Commissioner Swall?
In looking around at the Morro Bay restrooms, city restrooms, it seemed like the cinder block was used the most. Am I correct in that? Do I know my materials well enough to say that?
You're correct.
Okay. And and some of them must be pretty old, right? I mean, they've gone the time in our climate. So maybe is cinder block materials, that's pretty common type material to obtain, perhaps?
It is.
Not have to have something already, you know, you can build it yourself. As far as the roofing, do we know the different metal roof compared to, they call it a cedar shake in the, I know it's not wood, it's composite type material. Any ideas on the longevity there, those two kinds of roofs?
So I'll just comment generally that, you know, we would want to avoid a metal, as the metal is going to rust over time, and we certainly want to avoid like real cedar shakes, like you mentioned. The ones in the example were are probably not real.
I don't think you can do it anymore because of the fire regulations.
That as well. I would say it sounds pretty clear, and you know, I'd be interested in the comments from the other commissioners that longevity is a key here, and that's good. I mean, what we're really looking for is input on style, but if that's just not important to the commission, that's okay too. If it's just like, hey, get something in there that's going to last long and it's going to work, that could be our focus as well.
Mm-hmm. Function is, to me, is probably number functional and longevity. I don't know anything about the rock on the lower part of the building. I think that's attractive. Next to the rock, to have rock, and in those tones, the grays seem appealing to the blues.
Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Sedaris?
Okay, well, so basically we really want a four-stall restroom. Do we need the utility room? Is that something that would be of good function for you?
Possibly.
Yeah. Okay, I would go with whatever's the most durable and with four stalls. We're not really talking about water fountains and stuff, so.
I don't think we are talking water fountains, doesn't every bathroom either inside the room or outside the room have a sink? So that would be part of this.
We would be looking at both options, one where there's a sink in each stall or one where the stall's outside and it's shared.
Mm-hmm. The sink, okay.
Yeah, the sink.
I do like the design that has the windows to let light in. Other than that, durability and longevity and ease of maintenance.
Thank you.
Mr. Fazio?
Yeah, also going for like materials that will last a long time and get here on time, both are great. I personally like stone, I think it's very pretty. And I love kind of the beachy blues and greens or kind of earthy grays or neutrals. All sounds good to me, but I defer on the colors to like whatever can get here and last the longest. I love the idea of having a shower, though I know that might be beyond the scope of this. And a drinking fountain with a water bottle refill, as well as the ability to drink from it, would be awesome.
I went and looked at the most recent bathroom. I think it's the most recent bathroom out at Del Mar, And it was where there's a door on every side, but it's only a three-seater, so three sides. And one room was larger, handicap accessible. The other two weren't. So I don't know if that would play into cost for us, if all of them have to be handicap accessible, or maybe every other one is handicap accessible. Is that an option? And that then, I think the handicap room actually had the sink in it, and then the other two smaller stalls had the sink on the outside. So it was very compact. It looks nice, but it doesn't have the four. And in the beginning, I didn't like the peaked roof, but the one out there is slanted, and that actually seems nice. And it's nice in looking at the bathrooms that they're, someone mentioned uniformity, maybe it was James, and they all seem to have a blue trim, which seems to be the city theme, and then maybe a gray wall, but maybe down there it needs to be darker, like these women were saying, with the rock bottoms.
Thank you, that's helpful. If I may, I'd like to shout out former sure. Public Works staff. That restroom in Del Mar Park was designed by the former Public Works Director, City Engineer, and built by maintenance staff.
Yeah. It's a great bathroom. Yeah.
And it's very functional.
Yeah.
What is the material that was used for the walls? I couldn't tell.
I don't remember off the top of my head. It's funny, I go there a lot with my son, and I'm usually trying to help him. He's three, so I'm not, but it's a good question. I can find out.
It almost looked like stucco.
Yeah, it could be.
It didn't appear to be cinder block like the others.
Right.
But stucco on the outside, though, it could be cinder on
maybe
the inside.
Cinder, I don't know.
And it also has a utility room.
Yes, it does. I think that's a great model.
To address your earlier question, Chair Winholtz, I did notice in some of these photo examples that there are some of them are handicap stalls and some are not. So that could be an option that we look at as well.
Mm-hmm. If that helps with cost.
Right.
Well, it would appear that on the four-door one, two of them are handicapped and two of them are just normal.
Yeah.
That would, in my opinion, be good and suffice.
I think aesthetically, what I like about the Del Mar is it's not just a row of doors. It goes around. It's more boxy. And so I don't know if you can find a prefab like that or not. And maybe y'all don't care for the straight. Maybe you prefer the straight look to the boxy look. Box look. Does it matter?
I don't know. I think the architects... the cheapest architectural plan, but I like the idea of windows, but seems like you're using all the surface better when you have it around it rather than just one side.
One straight side.
Mm-hmm.
I think they said that the footprint, though, would stay about the same as
and,
the current,
the
so the shape is kind of... fixed, I think, at this point.
And wasn't the footprint more of a box than it was?
Yeah, it seemed to be more square
than it
was.
Rectangular.
Rectangle.
Yeah.
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 I think that's how they make
fixed.
Them. It's
yeah.
a prefab, so it's prefabricated. They don't. Mm-hmm. Thing you change is the aesthetics of the exterior.
Yeah. Yeah. All the.
I just think make it look compatible with everything else and more.
I put in a last minute vote for windows or skylights. Cost permitting.
Noted.
Is that enough feedback for you?
Yes. That was very helpful. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So there's no need to vote on that. That was just receiving information. Oh, thank you very much. Yes. Public comment on what these bathrooms might look like.
This short thing here. Hi, Commissioner, everyone. I wish when I heard the last presentation about the prefab bathrooms that I had done my homework, because these are my questions. How long have the prefab things been in use? Where are they made? We're talking about them lasting for 25 years, but how long have they been in use? And were they in use near an ocean setting like ours? And how did they hold up? And have you actually seen these in person, you guys? That's my question. Have they actually seen what they're recommending? Are they out just looking in a book? And when we talk about prefab, they're going to probably come on a ship, and they're going to come in a container, and there's a bunch of containers in the ocean in Long Beach right now. So it doesn't really mean that we're going to get the prefab. And I just wonder if this is the latest, greatest in colleges now in planning commissions and stuff. And so I just don't want us to get on a bandwagon that we might wish we hadn't done. And so those are my kinds of questions. And I think it's a great idea about refurbishing the swings, but because some of those swings in other parks are in worse shape than the ones in Coleman, because we went around and looked at them. And so that's a really good idea. Let's see. And I've been to a lot of places in other states and cities where the sinks were on the outside, so it does seem like a good idea to, maybe you could have a note if you only put a sink in one of the handicapped ones or something, but the sinks outside seem to work really well, because then you're not taking up a bathroom stall if you just want to wash your hands. Let's see. Yeah, the long-term maintenance. Oh, well, I don't know this, where this comes in, but this is my concern about all the consultants we have. Where do they live? How much time have they actually spent in Morro Bay and seeing, like, what, you know, so I go to Morro Rock for, like, an hour, but I don't go during a busy time. So that's my, you know, I love hearing that we had a public works department and everything was done in-house. Once upon a time, we did things in-house, and now we have all these consultants, and I would just really love to know where they come from and where they live. And I just feel like I wish you guys gave him a little more details. Because you're saying, oh, just this and this, and it's like, well, what do we want this to look like? I mean, you know, we don't want it to be Disneyland, and we don't want it to be ugly, and I just charge you guys with more details for our staff here.
Would you give us your name before you sit down?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Margaret. Oh, I forgot I was being on TV. Margaret Carmen, and I live in Morro Bay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. AGP, anybody to speak to us?
Hi, Chair Winholtz. There are no raised hands in the queue.
Thank you. Well, to maybe clarify what we have suggested, rock on the bottom, windows above the doors. What else have we said? Something that matches the colors of our other restrooms.
Well, earth tones.
Earth tones.
Think of the ocean,
mm-hmm.
and the rock that's mm-hmm. right there.
Match the rock, okay.
Water bottle refill station.
And a water bottle refill station.
Right. Well, I believe the city council is addressing the details. But these are made in the USA, correct?
I can't speak for every manufacturer that we're going to be looking at. We'll prioritize okay. that. But if I may just make a note on the prefab units. So I know what it sounds like, because that's what I thought at first, is that it's, you know, you're going down the interstate and you see like a prefabricated home on these massive trucks. That's not what this is. So it's not like we're putting blocks down and dropping on top an already constructed unit. It's essentially, what it gives you is all the engineering and all the design is already done, all the materials, the full order is there, and then a contractor puts it together. So is a prefab gonna have longevity? The answer is so long as the materials that we're using have longevity. We're gonna be using concrete and blocks and things like that. So it's not like something that gets shipped and put down. I just wanted to clarify that for the commission.
Thank you.
Okay.
I think we're done with this issue. Okay, shall we move on to, that takes care of our business items. Thank you, Mr. Qualick and your assistant.
Austin.
And Austin? But Austin's not your last name, is it?
No, Della is my last
Della,
name.
Okay.
Yeah, Della.
Mr. Della, thank you.
Okay, well, should we ask them if we covered enough?
Yeah, they told us earlier that they
okay.
Yeah. So I think that, Mr. Carmichael, we're just on to future agenda items.
No, we have another item, I believe. I had them backwards. We switched them.
Oh, yes, we do.
New system.
7B.
Uh-huh. Yes. Just one quick note. The most recent prefabricated building that I've seen in this town is the coffee shop across the street from our police station. That was a prefab building.
Oh, is that right?
And they had some real challenges putting it in place. I watched them exit Main Street northbound on that hairpin turn. It was a real challenge for them to get off the freeway there. But yeah, that whole thing was what pre-built, prefab. They just dropped it right into place, and away they went. Pretty neat. Wow. Coffee Bean, I think it's called. Anyways, so check that one out. It's been doing pretty good. 7B, I spoke to this one when I apologize. I was speaking on 7A when I was supposed to be speaking on 7B. This is the item that we had to agendize at our last meeting to discuss the maintenance and safety needs. My report was changed significantly, and so I'm just going to go ahead and turn this over to Mr. Qualick to let him take it from here.
Sure, thank you, and thank you again, Chair, members of the Commission, members of the public. So we did receive an agenda item on maintenance in the city parks. I understand that the commissioners went to all the city parks and made note of maintenance items. They compiled those items and put them onto a list. And in discussions with the city manager, and this is mentioned in the staff report, but that list was decided that it would be forwarded to the Public Works Department for evaluation, which we now have that list, and we're taking a look at it. And so the subject of tonight's presentation, beyond that, is really how to submit a service request to the city. I think it's really important that we utilize the service that we already have. I will wax poetic a bit here and talk about how service requests typically get to me. It's very common that someone sees an issue, maintenance-related issue, and contacts, for example, the mayor or a city council member. And then the mayor or the city council member will let the city manager know. And then the city manager will let me know. And then I will let the maintenance division manager know. And then the maintenance division manager will either give it to the maintenance lead or give it to one of the maintenance workers, depending on the day. And by this point, oftentimes a few days have gone by because we all have a lot of emails. And it is not an incredibly efficient way to get a request taken care of. That's not what the commission did. The commission took a comprehensive look at what the parks were, and it's resulted in a list. But I would suggest that in the future, we could try for the commissioners, and even maybe the commission can even help us outreach on this method. Just if you have the app on your phone, you can take a picture of the issue right there and upload it. It goes directly to the maintenance superintendent, and he sees it pretty quickly, same day or next day, and then he gives it to one of his staff as they're available. I realize not everyone may know how to use the system, and so I want to go through that for a few minutes and then talk about the kinds of inspections that our staff does do in the parks. And then if there's any follow-up requests or anything like that, I'd be happy to hear those. So if that's okay, I'd like to proceed. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So this is what the app looks like. And if you don't have a cell phone, a smartphone, then you can actually go on our website and use the system. But I'm going to talk about how the app works. The app is preferred because you have your own account and you can follow up on the requests that you've already put in, and you'll get notifications about those requests. When you use it on the city's website, it doesn't do that. And we could talk about that. But this is what the app looks like. This, if you go to the Apple, they call it the App Store, on your iPhone or Android has something similar, this is what it looks like. It's just a city seal, and it's called City of Morro Bay. Not the most creative name, but there it is. 5.0 rating. Out of one rating. So this is the home screen of the app. And if you look all the way at the bottom in the middle, there is a button that says requests. And so you can click on that. And what happens is you now have options. You can create a request. You can look at all the requests you have created. And you can also look at nearby requests that other folks have created. So that way you know, hey, I see some graffiti here. I want to let the city know. Well, maybe six other people have already notified the city, and then you don't have to waste your time putting all that in, which is another way in which the system is very efficient. Once you click on Create a Request, you'll see this, And this is, like, think of it as the homepage of your request. There's five parts of it. One is you select the report type, and then where is the request, more details, add photos, and whether or not you want it to be private. So if you click on select a report type, it's going to give you a whole list. Is it a business issue? Is there an issue with the city facility, parks, graffiti, housing, neighborhood issues, right? That can be like a short-term rental issue. Are you having an issue with Morro Bay Transit, parking, roads, paths, streets, sanitation, stormwater, street sign and banner issues, traffic, et cetera? This list of options was created many years ago, and I'd like to modernize it. So some of them, if you look at them, they're kind of redundant, or maybe there's some things missing. If the Rec and Parks Commission ever wanted to take a look at this, I'd be very interested in the commission's feedback on whether this is the most efficient layout of the kinds of requests that we get. But anyway, you would find this, and in this case, when I was doing this earlier, I chose City Parks, since this is the Rec and Parks Commission. So if you click on City Parks, then this is what comes up. And there's issue type. And so one of the issue types is maintenance request. Another one is code enforcement. So I clicked on maintenance request. And then I typed into my phone, broken doorknob on restroom. It's funny that we talked about the Del Mar restroom earlier because this is the example. So once I did that, I clicked on done. And then it goes back to that home page. And then the question is, where is the request? These got out of order somehow, sorry. What happened here? Okay, well anyway, I think I forgot to put one in. So you see that there's a map there that popped up, and you could use your phone's GPS to put it right where you're at, or you can drop a pin. Maybe you saw something and then you went home and you want to do it from home. And you can put the location. And then it lets you, sorry, after the where's this request, tell us more details. And where did that screen go? I don't know how these got mixed up. I apologize. So you would give any more details you have about the issue, and then you can add photos. So in you could even add videos. So if here I took a picture of a doorknob at City Hall, just as an example. And so I'm going to scroll around and look for that picture I took. That's the picture I took. And then I click Use Photo, and now it has input it in. So now it's kind of locked into that number 4. And then the last thing to do is decide if you want to keep it private or not. For example, if it's a code enforcement request and you want to tattletale on your neighbor because they're doing something against the city code, you may not want your name tied to it. So then you would click Private if you don't care. Then you don't have to click that. And then you would get this thank you notification. And then you can go to My Requests. As you see here on the left side, you can click on My Requests, and you can see all the requests you put in. This is the only one I had in there. So I can look at that. You see a status. It says received. It was received 1 second ago before I did that. And then if you click on that request, you get the full detail. So I have the address there. I didn't have to put in the address. I just dropped a pin on the map. You have the issue. And then Morro Bay sent me a comment very quickly. It's an automatic comment that says, thank you for contacting the city of Morro Bay. We'll respond to your inquiry within 2 business days of receipt. Usually it's done more quickly than that. Some maintenance requests may take a longer time, and then we'll send an update. This is, you can do the same thing on our city website. If you go on our city website's homepage, in that big red circle, you see service request, and it essentially brings you to the same screen as what's on the app. Again, the only difference is you won't be able to use the My Requests or track your requests because you're not logging into anything. You're just doing an anonymous request. So those are completely private. Any questions before I move on and talk about our inspections program, about the service request system, how it works, the benefits of it?
To me, that's pretty clear. Does anyone else, is it all okay? We get it? Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So just to inform the Rec and Parks Commission, it's always advised that cities use a certified playground inspector to look at their playgrounds, and I believe that hasn't done and hasn't been done in the city in a very long time, probably from back when Parks was under rec in the same department. However, in maintenance, we've sent a couple of maintenance workers to trainings at the California Joint Powers Insurance Authority. That's the insurance pool that the city belongs to, and they advise on a number of things, mostly how to reduce our liabilities. And a lot of liability issues happen, well, one on sidewalks, but the other is in parks, because you have people playing sports, kids are on swing sets and that sort of thing. So liability issues do come up there. And so some city staff have gone to these trainings and have developed, based on the trainings, an inspection program. So we monthly, and this has been for about past 6 or 7 months, monthly we do inspect the playgrounds. We document any issues, we address the issues, or in some cases, in two cases recently, we've actually decided to close down the restrooms. So this is a good start for us. I want to let the commission know that we have looked at identifying a staff member who could potentially get trained on becoming a certified playground inspector. Unfortunately, it is not a simple training. You know, you can't send someone to Santa Maria at a mass training for a day and they come back and they're certified. It's pretty intensive. And our current job specifications are not really set up to incentivize anyone to go get this training. It is a lot of work, and then you're gonna have new responsibilities. For example, in utilities, we do incentivize our utility operators to get higher certifications in wastewater and water treatments, et cetera. So we don't have anything like that for this. So that is something I'm gonna be looking into doing. The other option, and frankly, we've avoided this, is to hire a consultant and have them come around and do an inspection. So we've made a decision not to do that and work with our current inspections program. It has been successful thus far just in identifying issues. We are a very go, go, go maintenance team. Our maintenance team will go into a park and, you know, mow the lawn and get things done. They're not necessarily looking at every single detail of the park. So there's two reasons I tell you that. One is because sometimes we miss things. And so that doesn't mean that, you know, we don't care, or that it just means we have a lot of work to do and we're doing the best we can to keep up with our workload. The other reason I mention this is because we really do rely on the community to be our eyes and ears. We welcome the input, we welcome the feedback. But if a member of the public does want to give feedback, strongly encourage them to use the app, because it just goes around the bureaucratic process and goes directly to the person who's responsible for addressing the issue. For example, if you go into the code enforcement section of that, Carlos Mendoza, maintenance division manager, is not going to receive that request. That should be Chad Wimay in community development. So it's just a very easy way to get your issues addressed. If for some reason any member of the public tries to submit a request and is not satisfied with the service they received, I'd really encourage you to call me and just let me know that. Hey, I was put in this request 2 days ago, haven't heard anything, the issue's still there, it's festering, it looks bad, what's going on? Then I can look into it. Sometimes, and it's happening less and less as we've been troubleshooting the system, but sometimes there's an IT malfunction or something, and then we're able to work with IT to clean that up. And every time we do that, the system gets better. So I recall when I got here 4 years ago, I was hesitant to advertise this system because it wasn't really working well and people were frustrated. We're not really there anymore. We're now in a stage where this is a very functional system and we use it in our day-to-day operations. So again, I would encourage that. And at this point, I'll take any questions about the system again, or our inspection program, or anything else related to maintenance that you may have found in your field work.
Thank you. Are there questions? Comments?
I have a comment. Is that okay? The maintenance request system is awesome. I put in a request for a tree in front of my house, and it was trimmed, and later that day we had a fire, and it, like, was awesome that the tree had been trimmed really well and like, made everybody safe. So, well done. Works great. Love it.
Do you guys keep, a log so you can prove you do due diligence in case there is an issue? Say that you do look at things... So somebody falls in a gopher hole, but you guys have been out there making sure that they were okay or whatever?
Yeah, thanks for the question. So I believe you're referring to the inspection program. Like if we're inspecting something, we do document it. I mean, we're not documenting necessarily every deficiency out there. However, when it comes to playgrounds, we tend to act immediately on the issue. That's why sometimes you'll see them close, is because we're addressing an issue there.
Okay, thank you.
Any question down here or comment?
I have a comment.
Got a comment?
Yes. I don't think the commission should be doing this on this. I don't think that's under our preview. We shouldn't be going out looking at issues on the parks. I think the city does an excellent job with this application and everything. And I use a lot of parks here in town. I also travel and I go to a lot of other cities. I use their parks as well. What's unique about Morro Bay is not only citizens, but there's a lot of tourism. You could call it the tourist, or a lot of out-of-town people come use the same parks. Our parks are well used and they're well maintained. You know, I don't see any, I mean, our parks are great. And I see the maintenance crew out there all the time. Man, they do, it's more than just mowing the lawn and looking. I mean, there's not a whole lot of gophers, a lot of squirrels. I mean, there's so much maintenance to do to keep these parks up. We have a limited staff. We're not a huge town. So I don't think that's not why I'm on this commission, is to direct Public Works on how Public Works. I think this is a Public Works issue. I don't think this is a Recs and Parks issue. So I just take issue with that. And well, I think they are doing a good job.
Well, and I don't think we're questioning their job. I think the reason this came up was because we did not get to take a tour of the parks this year. And so out of that, we individually, some of us went out and looked at the parks and discovered, oh, did you know this? Did you know this? And so
those are minor issues, though, I think.
Well,
I didn't see the list. I didn't make a list.
Well, there you go. Commissioner Swall.
I use the parks all the time, though.
Commissioner Swall used a list. You want to report some of the things?
Oh, I'm not finished yet.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I don't think this commission should go down this road.
Okay.
I think there's other issues that we can, you know, this Coleman Park thing was a bigger issue than that. So I rather use the Mr. Qualick's time on other issues rather than this. Really,
Well, I appreciate him coming and explaining the app to us. I think that's good to get the word out.
Yes, and that app works really well. I've heard a lot of other feedback. I think it works really well. I know other people that that have submitted requests on that app, and it's been taken care of right away. Even on my street, I have neighbors that use that. They had road issues, and were promptly addressed.
Thank you.
Yeah, so actually, I was going to make a motion that we table this, so I don't think this should be
gone. I don't think we need a table because it's already been done.
It's already been done.
Is that okay?
Well, yeah, but I just wanted to say that I don't think this is right for this commission to do that.
Well, we appreciate your opinion. Okay. Ms. Swall?
Well, so my opinion is in regard to, I'm thinking of the playground equipment and the benches and things that the people are really using a lot. I think it's kind of nice to have somebody take a look at it. And I thought we were invited to do that and then report back to you. So I kind of felt good about getting to do that. I feel, having raised many children myself and grandchildren, et cetera, I like to know things are safe for others as well. You know, you try to eyeball it when you're there, but you kind of let your kids go, and then, oops, something happens. And so I think oversight's good. It's keeping it good for everybody, and certainly the maintenance is a big part of what keeping it good for everybody and safe. So I don't mind doing that, contrary to James, but just looking at the safety aspect, I think it's just somebody else looking at things. When I go in and do something fast in my yard, I sometimes miss things too. So anyway, that's my comment on the little project to check it out.
Yeah, I just had one other comment.
I have been, in, I've done maintenance and had to do maintenance on playground equipment. And I did, I used our insurance company, and the insurance company came out, and we went over all the playground equipment rather than being certified for that. I felt that that worked really well. And once you understand what the insurance company's looking for, you know, if you do it a few times, you get a sense of what to look for, and I don't think you need to have a certified person to do that. So
that's good input. So yeah, in-house would save us money, but training them is as best we can. Any other comments down here?
Well, I'm under the impression that we need to have this inspected by a proper person for insurance purposes and liability purposes. Am I correct in that assumption?
I can broach that with our insurance provider. However, you know, we've done this inspection program under their guidance as well. So certainly something I can dig into more.
Okay.
Or not, if you feel like we're covered. I think maybe that's the issue.
Right, yeah. Right, as long as we're covered. But we're not just Recs and Parks Commissioners. We're citizens. So as citizens, you know, we're...
But there's proper channels to do that.
Correct.
And that app was the proper, instead of coming here, we could just do the... That's why waste our time doing this and waste Mr.
We're not wasting our time.
Director Qualick. He's doing a good job, so...
Okay, I think that we've covered this, and we've gotten the presentation on how to use the app and or the city website. I think that we're, yes, public comment. Anyone in the public?
Hi, I'm Margaret Carmen. I don't know, all this Public Works is here and Park and Recs is here, but I want to say, as a doctor who went and looked at those play equipment, you have not seen what I saw, Mr. James, okay? Because there were things that needed repair and were rusty, and it would have cut this kid's hand. And I'm not being overreacting. It made me really, really, really concerned because, and then when there was a bench in Cloisters Park, and it wasn't just like it deteriorated over a month or two. It had frayed wood on the corner, lots and lots of frayed wood that was not painted. An old person sits in that chair. They're on blood thinners. They're going to bleed out. So I don't know. I'm glad you showed us that app, but there's no way in the world I'll be to know how to do that. And I do want to say, we have a lot of old people in Morro Bay, so it's really good we can still go to the, and I'm one of those old people. Anyway, I'm sorry this upset you so much, and it just felt like we went around and looked at the parks, and I was just happy to get to look at them, but there was a lot of things in the playground equipment that needed care. That's all I want to say. Thank you.
Okay.
The park itself was lovely, but the playground equipment really needed help.
Well, I'd just like to remind everyone that they also have a telephone there. And if you can't use the app, like, I'm not great at that stuff, we can always call and give them a heads up.
Okay. Thank you.
I didn't know. Oh, she's telling me to.
AGP, is there anyone online?
Hi, Chair Winholtz. There are no raised hands in the queue.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Closed public comment. So I think we've all been enlightened and educated, and we'll all be alert and use the app as best we can and or the website. And when all else fails, Mr. Qualick, do you have anything to add?
I would just like to invite any member of the public at all, if you'd like help setting up an app on your smartphone or using it, I will personally help you with it. And any member of the public at all, that's an invitation. We could even do it over coffee.
Okay, great.
And I also believe that at the community center that there's people there to help you also.
Oh, good. Very good. Okay, so I will consider 7B finished. I think we're good for now. In light of going on to future agenda items, because I felt like our individual inspections came out of the fact that we did not get to do a tour this year. And in order to guarantee that we get to have a tour next year, I would like to request at our next meeting because we can't do it tonight, that we have an agenda item where we request to the person in the city who negotiates the transit system for the city, that we have one, we get to have use the trolley for that. And I think Ms. Anhelka knows what I'm talking about, because I think it was 5 this year that the city got for free. You know, we transferred to RTA, our bus system. So we no longer can use our trolley at will. We have to schedule so many items. And so I would like for the Rec and Park tour to be one of those items for next year when the budget comes up for the RTA item on the budget. I guess that won't be till next spring, will it? But they start midterm things in January, like they relook at that. Like, I don't know that we're, I don't know that we're even able to get a tour this year.
I'm not sure. I'd have to check with the person that manages the contract with RTA to see if we can pay for one, I guess. But my question then to you would be, what is the intent, again, of the tour? Well, what are we looking for?
Yeah, I think it's important for the commissioners to stay up to date with what are the condition of our parks, and I don't mean maintenance-wise, but just to remind us that, like, even though Ms. Fazio is the newest member of the commission, she's already familiar with parks, apparently, because she does that. I don't know that any new person coming on the commission would necessarily be familiar, and it seems like we would want to look at that and, oh, yeah, da-da-da-da, and, you know, oh, shouldn't we add something, or what's going on with coal? I mean, I think it's a synergistic thing that happens with the commissioners and with the park, and that we go together as a group and see what it is that we're semi-making policy over. I mean, I think it's good to have that. Now, if I'm wrong, we can say we don't want a tour.
I agree. I'd like to have a tour, but we can always carpool. We don't necessarily need to use the city facilities as long as we call a meeting.
Can we do that?
On the road.
Can we meet outside of this meeting, like, and go to the parks?
Two at a time.
Yes, it would be like what the Waterfront Committee did.
But we have to invite the public, though, because this is a meeting.
That's fine.
Okay.
For an alternate month,
I go to the parks
too.
All the time, though. Why?
Yeah, I feel pretty familiar with them.
Not with us.
Okay. The picnic basket?
Yeah.
So, okay,
thank you.
Mr. Carmichael, did we traditionally do the tour in the spring, I believe?
It's been so long, I forget when it was.
Because it was pre-COVID.
Spring or fall, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It was.
Okay. So maybe we can just ponder on it, and that's on me. It seems to be my issue, but Commissioner agrees, and
I agree.
Commissioner Swall agrees. Maybe we can think about how to scope that if we don't get to use the trolley. But we would need to, again, as Mr. Costanzo says, contact the public, let them know, set that whole business up.
Yeah, if we all went together as a commission, we would need to bring on AGP to have it filmed and have the agenda the whole nine yards there.
Wow.
Not necessarily.
They filmed them before. Yes, they did.
Did they film them before?
Historically, we would do this. It was the Recreation and Parks Department that would do this tour because they had the development and maintenance staff that was under the director. Mm-hmm. And then when the department got disbanded, then it was a joint meeting with Public Works.
Oh, a
and
joint meeting.
Rec and Parks Commission. And that was started, I think, 10 years ago and then kind of faded out.
So both the commission and the board would meet or do the tour together is what you're
Public
saying?
Public Works Advisory Board and Rec and Parks Commission would do the tour together, yes. That was the last couple, maybe 2 or 3 that we had done, but 5-plus years ago.
Well, having just done this individually, I don't think we need to worry about this fall, but maybe that's something we can look at for the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I'll agendize it later.
Okay, very good.
Because we can bring it back after the first of the year.
Yes.
Was there anything else I wanted to talk about? Oh, the play equipment. That was going to be on our agenda tonight. It wasn't. Mr. Carmichael or Mr. Qualick, is that something that would be on our agenda in November?
If I refresh my memory, the play equipment discussion was at City Park, or was this the leftover funds from the Coleman Park playground?
It was kind of the leftover, since we decided, I believe, not to put play equipment into City Park, that what will we do with that area? And then, since we're not spending money on that play equipment, where does that money go? Does it go to another park, or does it go away?
And if I can add in here, without delving too into it, because it's not a discussion item for tonight, but we don't know how much money is going to be left over for that. And so, however, there is an important policy question for City Park. There, we do have a grant opportunity for that, and City Park is actually the only eligible park in the whole city for that grant opportunity, and it could be a great way to reimagine what part of that park looks like. I'm sure everyone has concerns about parts of that park and the usage of it. And also, we concurrently have this playground issue there that we plan to remove that playground because it's just deficient in many ways. So I didn't have time to put that all together for tonight's meeting. There are some grant guidelines that haven't come out yet for the grant that I'd like to study once they come out, and then I would bring that item to the commission. That might happen either in November or in January. I spoke with our lobbyist this morning about this grant. Sounds like it might not be due until June of next year, but we have to have 5 public engagements, so the commission meeting would be one of those engagements. So it maybe will be ready by November, but more likely it'd be a January item.
This isn't a discussion item, but I want to ask, and I don't know if it's legal, on whether that grant would cover anything we would want to see in there, or does it cover something specific?
The information I have now tells me that it's pretty much anything.
Oh, okay. Great. So that can come back at your discretion when you need a deadline.
Yes.
We would very much like to talk about that.
Of course. And so we would have 5 public engagements. The idea would be that Rec and Parks Commission would be the first engagement, and then beyond that, we would have community meetings. Those engagements would be required by the grant. So, yes, of course. I mean, it could be a replacement of that restroom. It can be. The usage of that park right now is people don't want to go there. So the question is, are there things we can do there that might change that? So that would be the item that we bring, and then the feedback we receive from this commission would help us understand what we're going to do with the grant.
Go ahead.
And perhaps people would like to go there if there were some changes made.
I guess my concern is timing, that we don't get rid of the play equipment and then it's empty for a year. Because if it's a grant, and then the grant will take time to get it here, and then, well, first to make the decisions, and then to submit it, and then to have it fulfilled, I would almost rather let that particular area be separate and deal with it sooner so it can be utilized.
So perhaps we can bring that policy question to the commission in November.
Okay.
And that way, you know, we're not necessarily deciding everything, but my take is, though, that without getting too much into the discussion, is that if there's a maintenance deficiencies there, if we're not able to maintain it because the components are so old, it may be a liability. And in cases of liability, we would opt to just remove the equipment because lawsuits are expensive and we don't want people getting hurt out there.
Sure.
Safety first, even though it has to sit empty. I'd rather see it empty than with
equipment. But how long does it need to sit empty? And I think that's the discussion we'll have in November. Okay, great. Anyone else have a future agenda item? Okay. Seeing none, I think that we will adjourn.
Before you adjourn, Madam Chair, can you clarify that future agenda item for me?
Yes, that in November, we would discuss what will replace the current children's play area. whatever use it might have at City Park. Thank you.
And before we adjourn the meeting, I'd like to turn to Mr. Qualick for his blessing on this so we can either move forward with it or not.
Thank you, Manager Carmichael. I feel like we've talked about it. Yeah, I mean, just to clarify, I think the question is really, what do we do with the space if the playground is removed before we apply for the grant? So
yes, that's the question. That's so, well succinct. What to do with the play area before we get the grant?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very good.
Great. Okay, anybody else?
Just pickleball. I don't know, Mr. LePay. Is that anything future we need to talk about?
I've chatted with the city manager. What we are doing now with the pickleball, which basically has really already been approved to go forward, we have to see if it fits into the master plan. Unfortunately, as of this moment, we can't find the master plan for Del Mar Park. So we're looking for it, and we will find it. And once that gets in, then it will be, okay, it fits in, and here we go. Go ahead, raise money. And I've chatted with Rich on this, and so he's aware of it. So I am still working on that, slowly but surely. So thank you.
Thank you for the update. So maybe just an update in November on the pickleball? That can just be a...
I'll try.
Or, but yeah,
it's real confusing to me.
Yeah, maybe
I'll try.
It will be just part of the announcements at the beginning.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not necessarily an item, unless the plan is found. Okay, thank you all for your patience. Thank you for your time. We are adjourned.
Thank you.